RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So I want to make sure that this doesn't get misconstrued, okay? Injuries are part of the game. They're part for every team in the National Football League. If you don't believe it, just flip on your TV and watch football. Philip Rivers isn't playing football this year unless Daniel Jones gets hurt, right? If you're watching a game last night, San Francisco's still getting things done without Nick Bosa, and George Kittle didn't play last night. It didn't seem to stop it. Next man up. Here's Tonjes having a, you know, one of the game of his life. Teams deal with injuries all the time. Injuries are a reason that, to help explain why what's happened, but it's not the sole reason what's happened. I think there's a lot. This, the collapse of the Lions goes way deeper than just injuries, and injuries are a massive cut to this team to get it deep. But in the end, they weren't constructed well enough to sustain it. They thought they were, and they were not. And you can go back to a trade deadline and talk about missed opportunities there, but it's tough to really understand what did or didn't happen at the deadline when we're not the ones making the phone calls, and we're not the ones receiving the phone calls. So I don't know who was available, at what cost. Clearly it was a cost that they thought was too much to try to improve that roster. And, you know, in the end, if you had thought about it, Kang, we go back and look at it. Had they traded for an offensive lineman, just a decent offensive lineman, nothing special, but, you know, somebody who could step in and start for them, would that have made any difference?
I think it might have for the last two games. Now, you can't – injuries play a role everywhere, like you said. The Niners, they're at top of the NFC right now, and they've been decimated by injuries. They even lost their starting quarterback for games this year,
yeah.
Right? And they were able to overcome. Now, the injuries probably would have ended up preventing the Lions from doing any damage in the playoffs, but they still could have made the playoffs with all these injuries. The last two games specifically, the Steelers are not that good of a team.
No, they're not.
Soft division where Lamar Jackson's been hurt all year. Joe Burrow's been hurt, right? The Vikings, we already spoke of how bad they are, especially with Mac Brosmer at quarterback. The Lions still could have overcame those injuries and beat those two teams with their playoff lives on the line, and they were not able to do it. This was just not their year. The injuries did not help, but personally, I think it all started with the interior offensive line. That's the lifeline of this team, and once they stopped run blocking and weren't protecting Goff as they normally would or could, that's where things went off the rails for this team.
Yeah, I mean, moment one is in the offseason when Frank Ragnow retires after the draft and kind of catches people off guard, like, uh-oh, what just happened there? And then it say, okay, well, next man up, we'll figure this out. And then you go through training camp, and during training camp, at some point during training camp, they made the decision that their center was going to be Glasgow and that Tate Ratledge is going to stay at right guard. Now, when they drafted Tate Ratledge, they talked about his flexibility. He can play guard. He can play center. Let's see where he's going to start off. And, you know, the thought was he's getting lots of reps in training camp at center. Is that eventually where he's going to go? Well, they just said, no, he's right guard. I wonder if that's, you know, there's going to be things they're going to be kicking themselves over in the offseason now that they have one game left, and then it's, you know, as Dan Skipper said, it's off to Cancun, I guess, because there's no playoffs for this team. And they have to start, and Brian Holmes can already start thinking about what they're going to do for next year, and I'm sure Dan Campbell's doing some of that too, but meanwhile, they got one more game to prepare for against the Bears. But I wonder how much of that preparing is, how much of the thought goes into it. Does Tate Ratledge end up being the center moving on? and was it a mistake at some point not to switch and let Tate Ratledge play center? I don't know. It's a lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda, right? And I think that's a little bit unfair. But I don't think it's unfair to think about in the offseason, and technically now is kind of, I guess technically it's not the offseason, but knowing that they're no longer playoff bound, you can start to think about things like that. You know, is that a thought that goes into next year? Is Tate Ratledge your everyday center? Are they going to draft one? Do they have to sign one in free agency? What is the plan? And that's the massive plan for next year, is how do you rebuild the offensive line? The offensive line was the number one position group on this team over the last several years. They were great. They were great with Frank Ragnow. They were great with Taylor Decker and great with Penei Sewell. Those three guys, stalwarts. And then you just kind of found a way to have guards play in there, and the guards worked.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, Ragnow retired, and Taylor Decker might retire after this year. And, you know, Kang, you and I were talking about this before the show. Penei Sewell, normally 10 out of 10. I don't think he was 10 out of 10 this year. I don't think he was 7 out of 10 either, but I think, you know, because Penei Sewell has such a high standard that when he makes mistakes, you're like, oh my God, that just happened.
Yeah, I mean, the standard for him, honestly, is perfect. Like,
yeah, exactly.
We expect him to be perfect. So when he does miss an assignment or gets beat, it's kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
And he missed some this year. He did.
Love the guy. Absolutely love the guy. Don't want to even insinuate moving on from him. But you have to think about this. If Decker's not going to come back, if he's going to retire, then do you move Sewell back over to the left side, which is probably inevitable? I mean, there's a lot that has to happen with the offensive line. And that's where things started to go south with this team, was in the offseason with the uncertainty of what they had, and then taking a gamble of not bringing Zeitler back and let's go with Glasgow at center and Ratledge at right guard. And then you've got Mahogany at left guard. You've got, you know, so much inexperience in the interior of that offensive line. And as the season went on and Glasgow was breaking down, they had Tristan Colon playing center. Kingsley Equibon the last couple of games has played center, and you know, it's a disaster. It's a disaster up front, let alone that prior to the game against the Vikings, the defense had given up, you know, 450 yards a game in the previous five games. And that's not a small sample size. That starts with the Giants game, where they give up over 500 yards in offense to Jameis Winston and the Giants. Lions got big problems. Let's get to the people. 248-539-9797. I know people they got a lot to say. Maybe you weren't in the talking mood on Friday, but you can be in the talking mood today. We'll be glad to talk to you. Same number to text us as well. We'll start with Don in Detroit. Don, welcome to 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All glad right,
to be here.
Thanks, Don.
But I want to add something that you guys forgot about. Back in 1969-70, we should have picked Chuck Noll as coach. We got rid of him, sent him to Pittsburgh. Four Super Bowls later, he became one of the greatest coaches in football. We had Monty Clark. Over the years, we never built a system. We do not know how to face a team that is getting our cookies given to us without making adjustments during the game. The only guy I remember doing that was the Washington coach. When his team was getting beat up, he made adjustments during the game, didn't wait till halftime to make sure he made those corrections. We don't do that. There's no way these teams should have been running on the Lions like they have, especially with the defense we had last year. And when Ndamukong Suh became available again, I thought that would have been a good fit for the Lions. I know what you're going to say, probably no, but everybody wants a monster, but nobody knows how to correct them. Look at Dick Butkus. Look at Mean Joe Green.
All right, thanks, Don. I appreciate the call. I'm not going back down memory lane of the 70s and the 60s and the monsters in the midway to Purple People Eaters and all that stuff, the no-name defense. Don't need to go through there, okay? And as far as the not making adjustments, I think that's absolute horse crap. Every team makes adjustments. The Lions went 15-2 last year. You don't think there were some adjustments made at halftime or during the game to ensure they would win games? That's ridiculous. Ndamukong Suh, really? You wanted to bring Ndamukong Suh back? You know, nobody else brought him back. Not one team. It's been a while since Ndamukong Suh was in the league. You know why? Because he can't play anymore. And Chuck Knoll? Really? You're going to bring up Chuck Knoll? Why not bring up Bill Parcells, too? He was on a Lions staff years ago.
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick. Yeah. They lost out on all those Hall of Fame coaches who were part of... Come on, man. What do we...
I think people quickly forgot, like you said, 15-2 last year.
15-2
NFC
year
title
ago.
Game 2 years ago.
Back-to-back division champions.
Yeah, we're hoping what this is, Gator, is a blip on the radar. Like, they can get back to where they're supposed to be starting next year. Sometimes this happens to teams, even good teams, where it's not their year. The injuries catch up to them. By the way, the Lions have two new coordinators this year, and I think that definitely played a role to the continuity of this team and the scheming and all that stuff. Like, I'm not saying that's the only reason, but a lot of stuff played into this.
Yeah, and by the way, it's Monday, which means it's a Champ and Chump Monday. I forgot to throw that out there. So we're going to have our Champ and Chump. I'll offer up mine, King, if you've got some Champ and Chump nominees you want to bring up at 10:38. More than welcome to. We welcome it from the people as well. 248-539-9797. Champ, who had a great week. Chump, who did not have a great week. You can offer up your nominations, and we'll get to those next here on 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.